It's my adorable cuteness that keeps us going.
Oh, that's a lie.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
And welcome to a bonus episode.
Bonus. I was going to say a butt of taunted, but...
It's the Get to Know Your Host episode that I posted on Instagram a couple weeks ago.
Hosts.
Okay, plural, hosts. Anyway, I think they got what I meant. So, here we are.
That was quite the eye roll.
Me?
Her.
We've come up with some questions, and some people have asked questions, and we're going to read them, and we're going to answer them to the best of our ability.
Yeah.
And that way you can get to know us, kind of. I don't really know. Whatever you want to do.
We're going to make it work.
We're going to wing it. All right. So in true scary fashion, we'll start off with, what's your favorite scary movie, Margaret? Today.
It's going to be every single question.
I don't know.
You don't know what your favorite scary movie is?
What's your favorite scary movie?
Should we come back to you?
Movies don't really scare me.
Yeah, but in the scary genre, what's your favorite one?
What's your favorite horror movie?
Really?
Holy shit, you can't pick one? I don't know. Maybe Halloween.
Okay, Kayla.
Oh, fuck. I'm just joking. I will go with Friday the 13th.
Okay. Mine is Halloween, the original. But the Rob Zombie remake.
Rob Zombie remake was up there. Great.
Yeah. All right. What is your favorite food, Margaret?
Holy moly. That is a loaded question.
Woo!
My favorite food. Man, I have to pick one.
Just one.
That I could eat for the rest
of my life. Like, if you had to eat this food for the rest of your life.
I mean, technically, you did write it twice, so...
I crossed it out.
But there was... I'd go with two.
No, what's your favorite food?
Tacos.
Okay, Kayla.
Burritos, no question.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese is definitely up there, but burritos lately...
She eats Chipotle every day.
Yeah, but Chipotle. She bases her restaurant choices on whether or not they have mac and cheese.
Right, but I love mac and cheese.
Okay,
but like,
fine,
on a daily
fine.
Basis,
what's yours,
Chipotle has really been
at? Buffalo wings.
Buffalo,
I think.
All right.
Did you say buffalo? Like boo?
Buffalo.
Like ah.
Yeah,
oh,
like I'm ghost.
Not. What's your favorite color?
Purple.
Kayla?
Red.
Mine's green.
Really? Yours is red?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I knew that.
Really?
No. You probably didn't know what mine was.
No. Actually, I think we've had this discussion before, so maybe.
Mine is green.
Well, I know that, obviously.
Should we tell them how we met? I feel like
we talked about this a little bit before you came here.
I feel like we should have did this first. Should we have?
I mean...
Well, we'll just do it now.
Okay.
This is the story of a girl named Lucky.
Oh, God!
I'm just kidding.
We'll put a clip in there for you.
Yeah. We won't, but anyway. I met Kayla in 2009. I worked for her
sperm donor.
At his pizza shop. And that's how I met Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been friends ever since. I just a brief break.
Brief. It was like 4 years.
4 years. Like a 4 year absence. It's fine. And I started dating Margaret in 2015, but we've broken up since then.
Oh my God.
Just kidding. And obviously they met through me.
Yeah, but the first night that I met you, we didn't speak.
No, they didn't.
Yeah,
they didn't speak.
We were in the same car. We didn't speak. And then we went to Kennedy.
I'm pretty sure you were sitting in the middle.
No, you were.
I was?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that was awkward for me.
And then we went to Canopy Lake.
We went to Canopy Lake a couple weeks later. You still didn't speak.
Nope.
I said
one thing. Oh, you guys spoke a little bit.
I tried to talk to you and you were just like, meh.
Oh, I asked you to hand me a Red Bull at one point. I remember that because I think it was in the front seat.
No,
I don't remember
you asked her to hand you Rachel's bag.
Also, we spoke at Canopy because someone called you sir. And I said
and they bonded over that.
I said to you, that happens to me. It's okay.
They didn't like each other. So,
no.
That was weird.
And then one night, we hung out when she was getting out of work from Petro.
Petro.
We've been friends ever since.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to the questions now that you have the whole story. That
wasn't a very good story of how we got to know each other.
Well, yeah. I'm going to say the whole entire story.
That works. Leave it up to context clues. Yeah,
really. What is the best place that you think we visited so far? Margaret?
Why do I always go first?
Why did you just say Margaret? Look at me.
I didn't.
You did.
I looked at the audio.
Oh.
Fool.
The best place that I think we've been to so far, for like my own personal reason, is the Medfield State Hospital.
Okay. Kayla?
Vermont.
Is that a joke?
No, deadass, that freaked me out. Oh. Like, I hated Vermont.
That was the worst.
Vermont in general was terrible, but no, that place freaked me out.
Mine was, it's kind of a toss-up, I think, between Medfield and the Elder Cemetery.
Oh, that was a good one, too.
That was a good one.
Those are my two favorites so far.
That place was creepy. My favorite was that creepy-ass road. No, I'm just joking.
What is the scariest encounter you've ever had with the paranormal?
Like, in general or since we've been doing this?
In general.
Well, it would have to be since we've been doing this, the time that you got possessed.
I wasn't possessed. We're not talking about that. Kayla? Same.
Same. Second dead? I mean, you were barely there for that, but yeah.
Fine. Second. Well, mine is from this week's episode, and it's not released yet. So I can't even talk about it.
No.
But you'll know it when you listen to this week's episode. All right, so best quality. Me and you have to come up with Maggie's. You and Maggie have to come up with mine, and me and Maggie have to come up with yours.
Oh, God.
Okay, so you and Maggie go first and tell me what mine is.
Go ahead. Being a pain in the balls.
That's rude.
That's her best.
Best quality.
Sorry, I thought you said worst. Ooh. You go first.
Wow.
It's definitely, like, your humor.
Okay, thank you.
Agreed.
Okay, so now we'll come up with Kayla's
letter. To be honest, when you said that, I was confused. Because I thought you said, like, me and Maggie were, like, tag-teaming on coming up on with yours.
I mean, you could have.
And then I got confused.
You could have, but, I mean, you basically did since you couldn't even think of one.
Facts.
Unreal. Kayla's would have to be... She's really nice. In the sense she will do anything for her friends.
Her vocabulary.
Her vocabulary is top notch. I will say that too.
What the fuck?
It's good. You have a very good vocabulary.
Thank you.
You try to sound smarter than you are, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, no, I'm a fucking dumbass.
Now we have to come up with Maggie's. What's your
her beautiful eyes.
That's true. You do have beautiful eyes.
My mother was obsessed with your eyes, too.
Yeah. I would have to say your dry humor and your bluntness.
Oh, my God. Favorite thing in the world. Favorite fucking thing. She was just like,
is that really necessary? Because I don't think that it is.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
It fucking cracks me the fuck up,
though. Worst quality. You guys do me.
Go ahead.
You go first.
Nope.
You go first. I went first last time, technically.
Your fucking attitude.
Oh, fuck your fucking attitude.
Wow. Okay. I feel personally.
Facts on facts.
I feel personally attacked right now. All right. Kayla's worst quality. She's lazy.
Lazy as fuck.
Mm-hmm. And she procrastinates really bad.
Kayla's very unmotivated.
Severely.
Such a nice way of saying lazy. All right. What's your favorite?
Wow. Just forget about me. That's okay. I don't want to know.
You don't have any bad qualities. That's why I forgot. Yours would have to be that you're very loud sometimes.
That's not what you want to say.
It's not what I want to say, but it's what I'm going to say.
No, go ahead. We're being honest here.
Your attitude, probably.
Your attitude's equally matched.
I think mine was a little bit more up there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, it is. There's really nothing about you that bothers me.
That's weird, because you guys hated each other for a hot minute.
But we hated each other for,
like, other reasons.
Because of you.
Facts.
I did nothing.
Not because, like,
yeah. Use context clues, people.
Anyway. All right. What is your favorite alcoholic drink? We'll switch up. We'll do Kayla first.
Okay.
Kayla, what's your favorite alcoholic drink?
How in depth do you want me to go here?
Just pick a drink.
Okay. You're not... Beer.
Okay.
What
kind of beer?
That's what I was asking.
Oh, okay.
I like ciders. So, like, Down East.
Okay.
Probably.
So, well. I don't really drink.
If you had to pick something to drink... Not every day, but the only drink you could have for the rest of your life, what would it be? Probably a Moscow Mule.
Yeah, a Moscow Mule.
Mine would have been whiskey if I knew that was the question.
Well, no, I was just trying to help her.
But whiskey, like, makes me crazy.
Whiskey makes you a dick and you ruined my birthday.
Facts.
What's yours?
Malibu with pineapple and cranberry.
Shocker.
Or tequila. It's really tequila, but... All right. Oh, most embarrassing story.
Maggie.
Catherine.
Me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I was in third grade, and it was the first day of school, and I had on a pretty burgundy dress and tights, and I had cute shoes, and I looked really fucking good. Me and my third grade self. And I had to pee, so I went pee, and then I came out from peeing, and my dress was tucked into the back of my tights. The middle of the school, yeah.
That sucks.
That's your most embarrassing
That
story.
Was really traumatizing. I think that's where my social anxiety started.
Fair enough.
Kayla.
Fuck. Well, I guess recently, over the summer, when I had everybody at the house to go swimming, and I was shit faced. And I got up out of the pool, and my swim trunks were down my ass.
Yep, she got out of the pool, and her pants stayed in the pool.
Yep.
Maggie.
I forget what I was going to say.
Your sister walking in on you.
Oh, dear Lord. So.
A long, long time ago, pre-lesbian.
Kayla's spitting her drink out. So, yes, there was a time when I took the dick.
Wow.
And I'm pretty sure it was my sister's 19th birthday. My parents were away, so we were all drinking. I was 15, and she walked in on me and my boyfriend while I was on top of him, and my tits were flopping in the wind.
Unreal.
So that's one of them. There's plenty more, but...
Okay. Why did you decide to do the podcast?
Go ahead.
Me first? Well, because I love ghosts, and I like investigating them, and I like being around them, and I like feeling them, and I like hearing them, and I think they want to communicate with me, and they try to.
She's clearly losing her fucking mind.
I really love the paranormal, and I just love it.
So, honestly, I didn't even think that this was going to, like, continue as long as it has, to be completely honest.
Well, you're in it for the long haul.
But... I mean, I just wanted to do it because I support Katie's decisions and what she wants to do, and I will always do that. So
if I wanted to become a toothless prostitute, would you support that?
Well, shit, if you were making money for us, then yeah.
Wow.
Put her right on the quota.
Unreal. Kayla?
I don't know. It seemed like a cool idea.
It was a cool idea.
It was an idea with...
And I'm your best friend, and you just want to do things.
Well, yeah, I was going to do it, but...
Good. What's your favorite superhero?
I don't like any superheroes at
the
all.
The fuck?
I don't have one, because yeah. I don't know anything.
Well, mine is Batman.
Like, if I had to pick, it would probably be Superman, and that's just because...
Oh, God.
My hair does that weird curly thing, and everyone calls me Clark Kent.
You think you look like Clark Kent.
No, I do not think I do.
Anyway.
What people say with my glasses.
The uncultured swine don't have one, but mine is Batman, because he's not really a superhero, because he doesn't really have any superpowers.
He's just a fucking millionaire.
No, you know what? He's the coolest, and I love him, and I have him tattooed on my body.
In a couple of spots.
No, only one.
Well, you have bats on you,
these
too.
Are just regular bats, because bats are my favorite animal. But we'll get to that. What's your biggest fear, Maggie? She said butterflies.
No, my other, like, I'm terrified of butterflies, but I think my biggest fear is, like, losing people that I love.
That's morbid. Kayla?
What? It's true.
So deep.
No, mine seems stupid.
What's yours?
I actually, I'm extremely claustrophobic. Like, severely.
Okay.
Like, even being in a fucking box freaks me the fuck out.
Mine is spiders. All day. And getting old.
Oh, yeah. Do they even know how old we are?
No, we don't have to tell them that.
We're adults.
We're adults. I'm 29.
Plus.
Shut up!
Plus 3 years. I'm 24.
I'm 27. No, I'm almost 28, guys. Almost 28.
Yeah, you are.
Favorite book or author? Kayla?
Come back to me.
Maggie?
Well, you see here.
Maggie doesn't really read.
No, but out of the books that I have read, my favorite book was probably An Angel from Hell, I believe it was called. And it was a true story about a kid who was, like, in the military, who was also on the real world, and that's the only reason why I bought the book.
Oh?
Because I'm obsessed with reality TV.
Okay. Kayla?
The Price of Salt.
Okay. My favorite book is probably Salem's Lot. And my favorite author is Stephen King. If you had a warning label, what would it say?
Don't start with me. No, like, that was not well. That worked out really well. But I was just saying, don't start the question with me.
I was like, first of all.
No, I'm not that aggressive. Right.
Maggie?
My warning label would be a caution picture with flies.
Why?
Why? You need to explain that.
Because I smell.
What the hell? No, you, no, don't.
Every time she gets in the car, I'm always like, who smells good?
Right? What would your real warning label be? Good lord. Probably, like, bitch.
Well,
no offense, you're very unapproachable.
I am.
Okay. Kayla?
But I like being unapproachable.
Yeah.
Probably something about me sleeping excessively, so maybe not operating heavy machinery.
What would mine say?
Attitude alert?
Rude. Probably, though.
Or... Don't talk to me before I fucking coffee.
Right? Probably. Do you have any pets? Kayla?
Yes. My puppy, Phantom. He's a husky. And he's handsome.
And he has, and, like, 75 other names.
He does.
And?
He's my Mickey, and he's not your one and only.
You forgot about your cat.
Oh, yes, Snuggles.
She does not feed her cat, guys. You need to call animal control.
Can you for stop? Real. People are seriously going to say that.
Snuggles would have been my first one
the
to
cat
name.
Gets fed. The cat is taken care of.
You
it's
forgot?
More my aunt's cat than it's mine.
You forgot about Snuggles.
It's my aunt's cat. She's
anyway,
not really, like,
me
mom.
And Maggie have Delilah,
who
the
is
kitty.
Our beautiful little girl.
Yeah. And then we have 4 ferrets, Weasley, Luna, Albus, and Severus. And we had a guinea pig, but she passed away. Who is the funniest one in the group?
Me!
It's definitely me.
I was gonna say, yeah, it's probably Katie.
It's me!
It's definitely
We're
me.
We're very dry.
Yeah.
It's me!
Who's the smartest?
Kayla.
Excuse me?
No. Catherine.
Yeah, I was gonna say, this is definitely not me.
The only reason Kayla's graduating college is because of me.
Who's the dumbest?
Kayla.
That's accurate.
Me?
No, no one's dumb.
No, see, you do research for things. If I don't know something, I just don't care and I move on with my life.
Okay, but I don't know anything about anything.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Nobody's dumb. Stop it. But the only reason Kayla's graduating is because of me.
Facts.
Are you... What's your favorite animal? Kayla?
Like... Domestic animal?
Any,
or?
And if you had to pick one animal to be your favorite, what would it be?
Cow.
The fuck?
I love cows.
I wish you could have seen her face when she said cow.
I had a stuffed animal cow from it was like the Twister ride in Universal, and I named it Cowie, which was clearly very original. And I used to have Cowie's float parade, and I put them on dogs. I didn't have siblings, okay? I had to make my own friends.
Oh my god.
I wish that I'd never heard that story.
What is yours?
A dog.
Oh, mine's a bat. Obviously.
Oh wait, I do have a sibling. I have a sibling now, but it took 10 years for that to happen.
Yeah.
So.
Are you usually early or late?
I'm late for life. Actually, I'm on time.
You're only on time if you have to be.
Yeah, but
if
like,
it's important, I should say.
True.
I'm early.
Me too. I'm usually early to everything. What is the best book series you ever read?
Don't have one because I don't read.
Harry Potter.
Same.
Twilight. No, I'm
just Kayla's most embarrassing story is that she went to Barnes & Noble dressed up as Jacob from Twilight, and her costume was a brown shirt with muscles drawn into it, and she had, like, cut-off shorts.
I was,
just
13.
I don't care.
Jesus.
That's my favorite story in the world as of right now, until I come up with a better one. What about you? I'm going to tell it to everyone we meet.
Please don't.
If you could live in any movie or book universe, which one would it be?
Does it have to be a movie?
Movie or book.
It can't be a show.
Okay, I guess it can be a show. Any fake universe.
Stranger Things.
Okay.
Why?
I don't know. I think it would be cool.
It sounds insane.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to meet Eleven.
Probably going to Harry Potter.
Same.
Nah.
Same.
It's like, so how would you not?
How would you not want to live in Harry Potter world?
Like, you would have fucking powers.
Right.
Well, not powers, but, like, you'd have, like, a fucking wand. I guess kind of powers.
Kind of powers. No? All right. What is the strangest thing you've ever come across?
In
Vermont?
Terms of what?
As a whole.
Yep.
That's a really good question. Myself.
I'm just going to agree with you on that one for yourself.
I don't even have an answer for that.
I don't know. Me either. That's a tough one. Maybe we'll come back to that. What weird food combination do you really enjoy?
Hot dogs and mac and cheese.
Can you pay attention to the
food?
Weird food combo.
No, I'm thinking. I put ketchup on everything, but that's not
ew.
Weird.
I feel like
that is weird.
I hate ketchup, so it's weird, but
I put ketchup. I will. Oh
shit, you do. You put ketchup on everything.
Ketchup on my eggs, ketchup on my
but I feel
cheese.
Like it's cool to put...
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
No.
Yeah,
what?
Yep.
It's
that's
a spice.
Fucking gross.
It's not.
Spice.
It is
disgusting.
It adds flavor.
No, it doesn't. It takes away flavor. Like, I hate when I make mac and cheese, like, homemade, and you destroy it with ketchup.
Who does that? I will use, like, salad dressings to dip meats in and stuff.
Me
like,
too.
I don't know. I don't think I have a weird... food obsession, whatever you ask.
I have a food obsession.
It's not obsession, it's weird food combination. If you weren't staring at your phone, you would
but I can't
that.
Think of
well mine
one.
Is pickles and peanut butter.
Oh, that's fucking gross.
It's actually really good. It's actually really good.
You guys gonna stop talking when I'm drinking water?
It's good. And I also like movie theater popcorn with hot Cheetos and Raisinets all mixed together.
That is fucking gross.
Wait, can you think of a weird combination that I eat?
No. Not really. You'll eat anything. So I feel like... I feel like nothing's weird. I don't know.
I don't eat anything weird, I feel like.
But you don't mix anything weird together, either. I feel like you don't, either.
No, I'm, like, weird with food.
I think it's weird that you dip your steak in Caesar dressing.
No, I'll do see, that it's too. Only from Outback, though. Like, because they have, like, a
like, I don't
Caesar.
Think it's weird, but I think it's kind
well,
of
well, people
weird.
Dip it in ranch. Like, so it's not
no,
that.
I think that's weird, too. I don't think you should be dipping steak in, I don't know.
I'll do
think
the
about
same
a steak
thing.
Salad. It, like, tastes, it's, like, the same thing.
No. No, I don't know. Okay. Anyway. Do you think aliens exist, Margaret? Yes or no?
Sure. Maybe.
Yes. 150%. There was actually a video released. Did you see that?
I don't want to talk. So, me and Kayla got into a heated debate
we did.
About this. I think aliens do exist, just not in the stereotypical way that everyone else thinks they exist.
Did you hear about the UFO?
What UFO?
The UFO, like the Navy confirmed that it wasn't one of our...
That's fine. I'm not saying...
Or any... not the Navy, the Air Force, sorry.
You don't even know your branches.
Jesus Christ, I fucked it up. Sorry.
I'm not saying aliens don't exist. I'm just saying they don't exist stereotypically.
I'm not saying that they're little green people. I'm just saying,
We're not getting into this again.
Okay.
This is a good one. If you were a ghost and you could possess people, what would you make them do?
You go first.
If I could possess people, what would I make them do?
Yeah.
Fall.
I would embarrass the shit out of famous people.
Same.
Like, they'd be on, like, the red carpet, and I'd fucking have them falling all over the place.
Or, I would possess rich people and make them give all their money to me.
Facts.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That's a good idea.
That's a good one. Would you rather have no eyebrows or no teeth? Kayla?
No eyebrows.
I would rather have no teeth. Eyebrows are very important, and you can keep your mouth closed.
I'll dry them on. I'll draw them on.
Oh.
I'm not walking around without teeth.
You can get dentures.
No.
There was a time. Where you had half an eyebrow?
Because you shaved it!
I didn't shave it, you told me to.
Why'd you shave her eyebrow?
Because she had the stupid eyebrow trimmer thing, and it was supposed to, like, trim the length, and she was like, yeah, just do it. So I did it, and half her eyebrow came off. That's not my fault, she told me to.
I would definitely rather did you have freak eyebrows. Out? Because I feel like you probably freaked out.
A little bit.
It wasn't super noticeable.
It was just really thin.
Yeah. That's fucking funny. Well, if anyone knows me, I have thick brows, man.
You both do.
Some thick brows. I haven't had my eyebrows done in months. The reason that I have thick brows, guys, is because of my fucking mole, okay? And I like for it to hibernate, okay? I don't like it coming out.
Okay. So, yeah, I would rather have no teeth because...
I think so.
Mm-mm.
I do.
Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Yes.
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 Okay.
Love. We're going to lose followers now.
I know.
Love pineapple on pizza. Pineapple pepperoni.
Yeah, pepperoni and pineapple. What is your least favorite thing to do, Kayla?
Live.
Wow.
Go to work.
mine is laundry.
Yeah, we know. Speaking of, gotta go over.
That's all the questions that I had written down. Do you have anything you'd like to add? Do you wanna list three interesting facts about yourself?
Oh my God, I feel like it's the first day of school.
Welcome to Katie's classroom.
When's your birthday, Kayla?
February 17th.
When's your birthday?
August 24th.
Mine is October 26th.
Soon!
What color are your eyes, Kayla?
Hazel.
How tall are you?
5'8". My eyes are brown.
My eyes change.
They're mostly green.
Yeah. Everybody thinks
my hair is black, like my soul and my heart.
My hair is gray.
It's brown.
Mine's turning gray, too.
It's turning blonde.
I think it's being around Catherine.
Wow! You guys are rude. Unreal. I can't really think of anything else to add. Because we just kind of... This was spur of the moment.
Well,
not really.
It really wasn't.
We've been prepping it for a couple weeks, but we just decided to record it today. So,
if you could travel anywhere in the world, where would it be? Like, money wasn't a question.
Well, I would go to Bora Bora.
You know what's really funny? I almost said Bora Bora, but then I was like, I'd probably want to travel.
Or Fiji.
I'd want to go through Europe, I think.
Yeah.
One place, though. One destination.
Bora Bora, no question.
I want to go to Australia.
That would be cool, too. I really want to go to Bora Bora or Fiji.
Fiji.
They're beautiful.
They're what?
Beautiful.
You said beautiful.
Beautiful! What did you say earlier?
What did she say?
Buffalo.
Buffalo
wings.
If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Hogwarts.
That's not in the world.
Actually, it is.
Oh, my Lord.
Anyway, my acceptance letter got burned in the Great Fire. I will stick to that until the day I die.
What about you? I'd probably want to live in California.
Mine would be the deep woods of Alaska. I would really like... I don't know if I could live in Montana. I'd have to check it out first.
But, I know. I think I would move to Montana.
I think I might be able to live in Montana.
Montana.
It's so beautiful.
Montana is kind of like a little bit like Vermont.
Well, that's going to be a hard no for me.
Well, just in like the mountainy, like...
Yeah, I'm sure they have like civilized areas.
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
Not civilized, but like, you know, So Kayla, where are you from?
Revere, Massachusetts.
Boston. East Boston.
East Boston, yeah.
I am from Vermont, guys. Born in good old Rutland.
She was actually born under a tree in the Vermont woods.
I was probably
would have been surprised.
It probably would have been a step up from the Rutland Hospital, but
I was probably born in a fucking car or a trailer, to be honest.
Okay.
Do you have siblings?
Yes. I have a brother.
And a sister and another brother.
Yeah.
They don't talk.
I don't. What about you?
I have a sister. What about you?
Well, unfortunately, no. Well, sometimes.
Oh, God.
I have two biological sisters. I have a half-sister, and then I have another sister.
I don't like the term half-sister.
Okay, guys, I have four sisters.
Thank you. I think it's so rude. Like, this is my half-sister.
My brother called me his half-sister one time.
Well, you are.
Yes, I know, but I was
But, like, I don't like that term.
Yeah, it drives me crazy.
I have four sisters. Three of them are older, and one is younger.
Cool. What a time. What's one thing you can't live without?
You.
Coffee.
Wow!
And also you. But if I didn't have coffee, I wouldn't be able to deal with you, so. Or anyone.
Well, I'm just going to go in the room now.
So it has to be on top of the list. I'm just kidding.
Well.
Maggie's worst quality is that she can't take a joke.
Probably.
Definitely.
What about you, Kayla? What can't you live without?
Burritos.
I mean, yeah, burritos.
Food.
I love food.
No, I don't think you could live without water either.
I drink water like crazy.
Yeah, but I'm going to say burritos. Well, I think if they got rid of all the Chipotles in the world,
I would be fucking devastated.
Yeah.
Like, that would be the most devastating day of my life.
Because you go there.
Like, at least.
Every day.
Yeah.
What would be.
3 or 4 times.
I hate the way you pronounce Chipotle, by the way.
Everybody does.
Your dream job.
Like,
if you could have any job in the world.
I want to work for the FBI. Like, Criminal Minds. I want to do that. I want to be a behavioral analyst.
You? I want to be a history teacher. But that's not what I'm going to school for, so.
I want to be like Lieutenant Joe Kenda.
I thought you were going to say Lieutenant Dan. Wow. Lieutenant Dan, you ain't got no legs.
No, homicide hunter.
That would be cool. Like a homicide detective.
Yes, I am very interested.
My.
I am all for, like, going to school for forensics and everything.
Kayla, there was a time, yeah, because you wanted to be Dexter.
But this is not what I...
So you thought.
Thought I wanted. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
So yeah.
Come on, guys. You gotta come up with a couple before we stop.
I can't think of...
Come on. Any first question that pops to your head.
What kind of pants do you enjoy wearing?
None.
I wear sweatpants because any of the other ones make me look like a sausage.
I don't like wearing pants. Kayla?
I wear jeans.
Like in public?
I thought you meant
if we had like the
you
option.
Obviously, isn't like a mean break. You're not gonna have any pants on.
I mean, in public, I'll wear jeans, but I'll still wear sweatpants too. Like, I don't even care.
I just wear sweatpants.
I'll go out in baggy shorts with hairy legs.
What? You're swinging your glasses and it's creating a light, and I didn't know what was happening.
Oh.
But anyway.
I will go out with no bra, hairy legs.
Oh, my God.
I cannot
without function. Without a shower.
In the morning, if I do not shower immediately, I cannot function. It ruins my whole day.
Uh-oh. Well, guys, I'm from Vermont. Can
they don't have running water yet.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. In everyday life, I wear sweatpants or jeans. But if I had my choice, it would be no pants.
I wonder how much of this is just us laughing.
Probably a lot. People are probably sick of this. I hate my laugh. And...
Oh, come on. I love your laugh. Your Chucky laugh.
Oh, come on.
What was the last thing you ate? Go.
Pizza. Domino's.
Yeah.
Mm.
You ate a muffin.
I had a blueberry muffin.
I can't think of anything.
Today?
What's your favorite flavor of ice cream? Mine is strawberry.
Mint chocolate chip.
Chocolate.
What is your favorite non-alcoholic drink?
Lemonade.
Mine's
coffee. Water.
Mine is coffee.
I like Mountain Dew.
You do like Mountain Dew.
That's a Vermont thing.
Yeah.
Did you know Mountain Dew originally was made as a mixer for whiskey? Like, to chase with whiskey?
Today on Fun Facts by Caleb. What is the spiciest thing you've ever eaten?
Jalapenos.
Wow.
My dad's chili.
Okay. Mine was probably Harry's hot sauce.
Harry's hot sauce.
I didn't really eat it either. I took a shot of it.
Who dared you to do that?
You.
Was it? And then you took a shot of mayo, too.
No, you and Steve. No, I dared you to take a shot of the hot sauce because you're like, it's too hot.
Yeah.
And then you said you would do it if I took a shot of mayonnaise because I don't like mayonnaise.
Right.
So you took a shot of the hot sauce because earlier in the day I had taken a shot, like I was just drinking the hot sauce for fun, like because I like it.
What's a food that you guys don't like?
Mayonnaise and peas.
Vegetables.
Mushrooms and olives.
Blech. People who don't like mushrooms have childish taste buds.
All right, Facebook.
Mushrooms are delicious.
Best childhood memory.
I can't pick just one. My whole childhood was great.
Well, that makes one of us.
Oh my god. What's yours?
When my mom surprised me with a trip to Disney.
What's yours?
Hunting.
That's a shocker.
Animal killer.
Growing up.
In the woods of Vermont.
That's what you do.
With no indoor plumbing.
We had indoor plumbing. My goodness. But funny. Hunting and fishing and just being with my dad.
Yeah. I can't think of any. I'm having a hard time. Guys.
Like, she's the one who had the most prep time.
I didn't, really. I was writing down all the questions and stuff that we got, so.
What's your favorite pizza?
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
Cheese.
Now,
if I do like cheese, but I also like Regina's Polo Pesto.
Yeah. But, like, just as a go-to, it's pepperoni.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
Boys Don't Cry, I think.
Oh, it's a great movie. I fucking love that movie.
Oh, mine is Empire Records.
Carol.
Oh, my fucking God. Her and her fucking lesbo Netflix movie.
Well, actually, the thing was, The Price of Salt is the book that Carol's based off of.
Oh, okay. Dear Lord. That's where she gets all of her sexual experience.
I'm fucking dead. Delilah has her legs sky high and is licking her cooter.
All right. All right, guys. We should probably wrap this up.
Yeah, probably.
All right.
So we can get into the next.
So maybe we'll do this again. If you guys have any questions that weren't asked today, you can email them to us or...
They can be... Anything.
We're open books.
For the most part, I think.
Not really.
Kinda. We're like a jarred books.
A jar means open.
Yeah, but slightly open. The door is ajar. It's slightly open.
No, it just means open.
Okay.
Oh, dear Lord, you guys.
Ajar. Of a door or other opening, slightly open. Don't ever fuck with me again. Anyway.
Vocabulary lessons from
Caleb. Yeah, really. We said she had the best vocabulary. Take that back. So if you have any other questions, email them.
I didn't even know this.
Oh, I'll explain.
Email them. Instagram inbox.
I mean, or you could message Kayla.
I'm done. Maybe don't, because she'll forget about it and we'll never hear about them.
Facts.
We're going to do a listener's episode. As another bonus episode in the next couple weeks. So if you have any stories that you want to share with us, you can email them or Instagram them.
This pen doesn't go all the way in.
Oh my god, ADD. So yeah, thank you for listening to our bonus episode. Come back on Sunday for episode 9. Is it 9?
Yeah.
Episode 9.
Yes, I believe so.
And it's going to be a good one. Well, kind of. It's a good one. It's a good story. I like it. And thanks for listening. Bye.
Au revoir. Goodbye.